Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. What are you living for today? Today's episode is brought to you by the letter C, convocation, and the letter V for Valentine's Day. All of that and what I did for my wife for V-Day coming up next. So what do you get when you combine convocation and Valentine's Day? Well, you get what I did for my wife for Valentine's Day. If we were to get some definitions out there, the meaning of convocation, it's an assembly of persons called together to a meeting. Another one says, an assembly of bishops and representative clergy of the Church of England. Then finally, a consultative assembly of clergy and lay delegates from one part of an episcopal diocese and a territorial division of episcopal diocese. So hopefully you memorize that because there's going to be a quiz at the end. And for those who are dying to know the definition of anti-disestablishmentarianism, well, you are in luck. It is a political movement that developed in the 19th century Britain in opposition to the disestablishmentarianism, the liberal party's efforts to disestablish or remove the Church of England as the official state church of England, Ireland, and Wales. So I hope you got that as well. And you know, in school, if you could spell that word in one breath, you were considered a part of the elite and sometimes would even get credit. As you know, it is convocation weekend. And aside from all of the episcopal, diocese, and other definitions that come, the short definition is the word assembly. And you know, to be honest, it's just hard to assemble. And why is that? Gathering humans together in one place at one time. People have used the saying, it's like gathering kittens, which I've never seen that done, but I'd be curious to see it. I might just Google that to get a better understanding. But really, what it is, it's stopping what you're doing and coming together. And I have difficulty with that even in my home when myself and my wife and my son, we spend time together as a family. But when we go off into our own corners, whether Dada is working on a sermon or wifey is doing something around the house and Moses is doing the greatest race ever on the floor, coming together can be difficult. And you know, when you think about these kinds of things, the extrovert and the introvert, you know, it's great for the extrovert, it's bad for the introvert. And many of you can identify with that meter that starts like a full tank of gas and then is exhausted by the end of the evening where you must retreat to a cave. So my question is, are you going? And what are your reasons? Do you have a reason for your reason? Like the anti-disestablishmentarian, do you find yourself opposing the opposition when it comes to whether or not you're going to be getting involved this year or not? You know, this year, for the first time, we are including a young adult youth program, and we are meeting at Chapel Oaks tonight at 7 p.m. and meeting at New Haven as Pastor Hyveth Williams is our guest speaker for the adults, and then different speakers for the young adult and the youth. She's a professor at the seminary and lead pastor of the Grace Place. And tonight's meeting begins at 7 p.m. at Chapel Oaks, and then there's going to be that youth young adult program tonight as well in the fellowship hall. So all services, on the other hand, will be at a different location. All services tomorrow are going to be at New Haven, and there are two identical Sabbath worship services, 8:30 a.m. and then 11 a.m. Lunch is going to be provided by the conference tomorrow. Hope to see you there. But you know what? Maybe this might be more incentive. Maybe you decided not to go. Why don't you go? And then if you see me, if you find me during this ordeal, stop me and spell the code word. You know the code word. It's anti-disestablishmentarianism. And if you don't get it right, I'll know that you're like, I don't know, you don't know the code. But if you do spell it right, I'll know you got this message. And I will stop what I'm doing and we will pray together. And what we're going to be praying for is the true heart. Get it? Heart. Yo, Valentine's Day. True heart of the cause of this convocation. That this won't just be another program. That Christ will be manifested, the heart of the matter. As I believe there's good motive behind convocation, behind gathering, behind coming together. Before I close, I wanted to share what I did for V-Day, another anti-disestablishment conflict of consumerism, paganism, and love all wrapped together. I took Moses to my wife's job and brought her lilies. I got mini cupcakes for the co-workers and proclaimed my love as I told the co-workers it was nice to put faces to the stories that I hear about them. Good stories at that, being that my wife really enjoys her workplace and those kids. You know, Christ did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. Meaning that although he was turning the world upside down, his motive was not to oppose the socio-political or religious factions of the world at that time. Not to say that these things didn't happen. Not even to oppose the opposition was he there. He came to show that there was a complete other way that previously did not exist before. A kingdom built on completely different elements that in no way resembled the forceful, coercive, manipulative, violent ways that the kingdom of this world then and now hold to be commonplace. A kingdom built on a rock that not even the gates of hell could prevail over. So something to remember, whether you are giving cinnamon kisses or chiropractic bear hugs this convocation Valentine's Day, remember that God is love, which makes him the ultimate convocation Valentine's Day extraordinaire. The best gift you could ever get or give. Thanks for joining me, Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. Until next time. What am I doing next time? Oh, so if you made it to the end of this, you are the few that I know would be interested in knowing I'm starting a live podcast, airing possibly once a week, and we'll be talking about scripture, one verse, just other items, other things that we're growing and learning and discovering about God. Talk to you soon.